This week in the podcast for new all-age comic books for the week of May 15, Casper Capers, Seafoam, Tangled, Glitch, Teen Titans Go, and more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for tuning in. How are you? We are on social media occasionally. Please drop by and see us, why don't you? It's at Daddy Mojo across all the platforms. Let us know what you're reading, if there's anything we should be reading. And feel free to share this podcast with others. We'll send you a big old cat hug through the interwebs. What's new? It's New Comic Book Day. Every Wednesday is New Comic Book Day. If you're new to the comic book scene or it's been a while, every new comic book comes out on Wednesday, thus the name, New Comic Book Day. And in that loop, there are a handful of great comic books that are really fabulous for kids as young as six and up, including this one here. This is issue number one. It is from Action Lab Discovery. It used to be Action Lab Entertainment. What happened? Action Lab Entertainment. You know what? I'm going to stick by their old name and not by their logo there. Action Lab Entertainment. Seafoam. The Hypnocottis. That's the title of the first issue here, Seafoam. And Seafoam follows the adventures of a 9-year-old girl who finds a sea creature in need on the beach. She helps the sea creature, and the sea creature turns out to enable her to talk to other animals. It's kind of like Dr. Doolittle with a whole lot more science fiction. And this is really cute stuff. And it's cute enough to where it's going to be great for ages 6 and up without dumbing it down to being something that a 9-year-old kid isn't going to want to read. Faye, case in point, I could see our 9-year-old really digging this comic book, and I would even like it. It's not going to be the kind of thing that those upper elementary to middle school kids are going to want to read over and over, but they're going to read it when their friends aren't looking. And it's going to be really great for those younger kids, like those early elementary school kids. This is how you get them hooked on reading, with fun comic books like this. Seafoam, the Hypnocottipus. It's a tough word to say. Hypnocottipus. Hypnocottipus. Look at the comic book and try to say it yourself if you're laughing. But it's great stuff. It's $3.99, and this is the first issue from Action Lab Entertainment out this week. Another comic book that's going to be great for those younger kids, maybe not 6, maybe 7 years old, but this one's going to skew a little more towards girls than boys. It's Tangled. See, I lost half of the boys listening right now. Tangled, the series. This is called Hair and Now. This is issue number 2 in this miniseries. It's from IDW Publishing. Of course, your kids know the world of Tangled. And, you know, Tangled kind of got lost in all the Frozen madness, didn't it? It's like, what? To me, it did. Great little series, great characters. Very funny movie, and this series is really going to speak to kids who like Disney. So even if your kids are down with, say, Frozen, they weren't really down with Tangled too much, have them check out this comic book, because I think they're going to dig it. It is a $3.99, so it's right at that sweet price point of, okay, it's a good price point, but the pages you get in this comic from IDW, I believe it's 40 pages? Don't quote me, and thumb through it when you're at the comic book store just to kind of see how many pages it is. Because if I recall correctly, it's a very good bargain with lots of big fat color for young readers. Check it out. Tangled, the series, Hair and Now. It's issue number 2. Rapunzel's Tangled Adventures. And that's out this week from IDW Publishing. Also from IDW Publishing, they are on a bit of a roll, IDW Publishing is, mainly with this series. It really hammers down into what makes comic books fun for kids, as well as what makes them appropriate. It's this series, Marvel Action. And there's a Marvel Action with Spider-Man, Iron Man, Black Panther, Avengers. Name a template / tentpole in the Marvel Universe, and they have a Marvel Action series that runs parallel on IDW Publishing. This series is fabulous. Eric Burnham, Christopher Jones are involved with this. It's got action enough to where it's going to entertain older kids. Now, I'll say older kids using the 9-year-old again as an example, but the content is going to be okay for those 6-year-old kids. If you're thinking Electric Company, Spidey, circa 1976, this is kind of a great... It runs parallel with that, really. I look at my old Spidey comics from the mid to late 70s and think, you know what, this is as close as we're going to get with it being cool. It's actually even cooler because it has more action. And that's what I craved as a kid reader. I wanted more action. This is issue number 4 in this really great miniseries. And we spoke to our person at the comic book store last week, just out of curiosity, asked them how this comic book was selling. And to our surprise, she said, it is selling bonkers. And that's a great thing because you want quality all-age comic books to succeed. And this series from IDW, with Marvel Comics having their hand in there to some extent, really knocks it out of the park. Check it out. Marvel Action Comic Books. It's out this week, issue number 4. We cut the cord for cable many years ago. If we had it, we would only watch Cartoon Network and maybe one other channel, mainly because of this series, Teen Titans Go. Wow, what a fabulously entertaining series, both as a comic book and the movie last year was one of the best animated movies of 2018. Issue number 34 of Teen Titans Go is out this week. It's only $2.99. This is one of the go-to all-age comic books. A 6-year-old can read it. A 50-year-old dude could read it and still laugh about it. Not that I know any 50-year-old dudes who are reading this nonsense, because I don't. It's a great comic book. It really is. It's from DC Comics. Man, wow. For only $2.99, you really can't beat it. It has original stories. It's funny. It has all of the trademark humor that folks dig with Teen Titans Go. Without it, it's a seamless transition from the television to the comic book medium. It's the soul of it. It's fabulous. In this issue number 34, the Titans get caught up in a 73-hour dystopian teen movie franchise marathon called The Hunger Games, and chaos ensues as Robin tries to take over with the last slice of pizza in the balance. Watch it, get it, and you will never go back, really. We have almost all of the issues in this series. The release of the week, if we have a release of the week, we need to have like some kind of Tiffany that says Glitch. We picked up this graphic novel last week, and it is great. More importantly, our 9-year-old stole it from us and read it before we could read it. And he said, this is great. When's another one coming out? That's always his. That's when you know you've really got a great product on your hand. When a 9-year-old kid reads it and reads it quickly and then says, when does the next one come out? In a way, for those who are kind of tired of sequelitis or franchise fatigue, whatever, you're kind of bummed out. But when it's a book, you're like, yes, get to work, Sarah Grayley, and make another one because it's really fun. I mean, this one, Izzy is a young girl, about 9 years old, and she has this unique ability to go in and out of the video game world through a video game she is playing. What? Again, what kid is not going to be attracted to this? Because what kid at some level is not playing video games? If they're not playing video games at your house, they're going to the neighbor's house and playing video games. And this graphic novel, it's an original graphic novel from Graphics. It really channels that curiosity and that fun and that kind of otherworldly offline funness that can happen with robots and video games in an original graphic novel. And this is one of our favorite publishers. It really is. Graphics is the imprint, is an imprint of Scholastic. And they almost bat 100%. I'm trying to think of a Graphics release that I haven't loved. They're as good as First Second books. First Second and Graphics, you can almost go to any of their books and say, I love it, my kids will love it, and your kids will love it. Glitch is going to be great for upper elementary school and up. The content is going to be okay, but it's the reading and it's the kind of the thickness, because it's a graphic novel, but it moves, man. I mean, I'm just glancing through it now. I can tell there's some growth and some character development that's going to be beyond that which those younger elementary school kids may not get or be able to follow. So, hey, if you're 7 and up, maybe you'll like it. If you're 9 and up, boom, 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 you will love it. And middle school, go mental over Glitch. You will dig it. The other go-to comic book series and go-to all-age comic book that comes out this week is this. It's Lumberjanes. Pick up any issue of Lumberjanes, and it's great. Sometimes they're in the middle of a neat little storyline. Sometimes they're great one-off issues. But issue number 62 of Lumberjanes is out this week. It's all about Mal. Mal, who may have stumbled into a very frightening place. The land of lost things. It's a lost pocket dimension where, hey, look, there's that Lego that I lost that now completes the castle. And other things. And it's up to Joe, April Ripley, Molly to get Mal back home. And this series is great. It combines humor, friendship, science fiction with a whole lot of girl power. But the girl power is so muted that any kid could read this and be like, this is a great comic book. I really get it. So it's not exclusively for girls, but it's certainly going to skew and be more interesting to girls than boys. I'll give it a 70-30 split. 70% of the girls will like it, 30% of the boys. One of the best all-age comic books out there.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.